It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we're talking about facing the future. Today we're going to focus on finding your flock. What does that mean? Well, we're going to Scripture in Hebrews 10:24-25, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up on meeting together, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. You know, facing the future isn't something God ever intended for us to do alone. You need a flock. You need a circle of people who encourage you and pray for you and remind you who you are and help you remember whose you are. And we're wired for that. We're wired for community, and that's why Jesus didn't walk alone. He surrounded himself with disciples and close friends and people that he could pour into and who poured into him in return. But sometimes finding your flock doesn't always come easy. Sometimes the wounds of past friendships or maybe even some church hurt can make us hesitant to try again, or maybe your season has shifted. Maybe you've just recently moved or changed jobs, or you just kind of feel out of place where you used to feel at home. You know that feeling. Here's the truth. God never stops providing the people we need. We just have to be open to seeing them. Yes, because finding your flock may mean showing up to a small group even when you feel awkward. It may mean sending that first coffee text. It may mean sitting in a new section at church or volunteering for something out of your comfort zone. The right people just won't hype up your happiness. They're going to point you into holiness, and they're going to remind you to walk by faith and not fear, and they'll tell you when you're straying and sit beside you when you're broken. So when those storms come, and they will, you'll be thankful for a flock that's around you, prays over you, and helps you face the future with strength and courage. Because when sheep stray, they get lost. But when we stay close to the shepherd and each other, we find safety, direction, and belonging. And always remember that, and we've preached this before, people need people. So do you have people who inspire you? And are those friendships based on faith-filled flock? If not, it may be time for you to step out of your comfort zone and find your flock. Lord, thank you for reminding us that we need other people. Help us to find supportive community today. Be a good friend and give us the courage to connect, even when it's difficult. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.